I'm Linda Palaccio, host of A Taste of the Past. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
On October 3rd, 2014, heritageradionetwork.org was honored to host two culinary giants in Alice Waters and Carlo Petrini to celebrate 25 years of slow food. We proudly present to you the conversation that took place between Carlo and Alice at Roberta's on October 3rd, 2014. The conversation was moderated by Aaron Fairbanks, and Patrick Martins acted as Carlo Petrini's translator. The festivities kicked off with a live performance from singer and musician Lady Moon. Enjoy.
Hello, everyone. My name is Lady Moon, and I am a singer-songwriter. And I come from an African and American traditional background. And I'm going to sing a song for you today. And this song comes from me being a substitute teacher at a school upstate in upstate Hudson, New York. And I was substitute teaching a class, a history class in a high school. And the children were just so distracted. And they weren't focused, and they were just all over the place. And I also went to that school, so I know how it can be. But I was just so frustrated that day, and maybe that's what triggered me to be frustrated about the food that I saw in the cafeteria. And I just had the thought that maybe if the food were different in the cafeteria, then it would change the activity, it would change the focus, it would change the interest in what the children are expressing, how they're expressing. And so then that same day I wrote the song, and it's called Don't Be Plastic.
Diabetes and cancer cells. I don't think I'm doing so well. Organics costing $3 more. I guess I'll settle for what's in store. So if you are what you eat, you better pray before your feast. Read the fine print before you even trust that shit. Now I say, basket of seeds. I guess I'll grow my own apple tree with carrots, squash, and zucchini too. Tomatoes, cherries, and lima beans. Taking time to nurture my health with this God-given earth and all its well. So if you are what you eat, you better pray before your feast. Read the fine print before you even trust that shit. Now I say, don't be plastic. Don't be plastic. Don't be plastic. Don't be plastic. No, no. plastic. Don't be plastic.
Thank you.
Lady Moon, thank you so much. Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Richard McCarthy. I'm executive director for Slow Food USA. And I have to say, the weather and the space and the people have really collaborated to create such an extraordinary afternoon. I'm so glad to see everyone here. I'm thrilled that we're able to share with you what I think will be a really interesting and exciting opportunity that 25 years ago, before there was Slow Food, there was this steamroller of industrial progress. And when you think back to 25 years ago at the founding of Slow Food, there wasn't this sort of community. There weren't institutions like Heritage Radio and Roberta's Pizza. And there was a group of individuals, leaders, who had the audacious idea to think of food as something more than fuel, but actually to think of it as community and biodiversity and something that might give us a future. So what we hope to do is discuss what the next 25 years might look like, especially if we can collaborate and pull a holistic food community together. And I'd like to introduce who we've got coming with us today. So Aaron Fairbanks from Heritage Radio. Such an important institution for our ears. And Carlo Petrini, the founder of Slow Food. And Alice Waters, who has taught us that food is not fuel. It's a future for our children. And what is so exciting is that we've got Patrick Martins here of Heritage Foods, who brought Slow Food to the U.S.
Are you guys happy? It's so amazing to look out here and see so many faces I know who are all part of the good food movement. It's something I really feel today, and it's something I feel really lucky to feel every day at the Radio Network, which is those two shipping containers right there, and at Roberta's Pizza. I think there's a real feeling here, a real kind of gut feeling that it's time for a bit of a paradigm shift, that it's time for a new way of thinking and doing things. And we feel it in our gut. You know, you look at the crisis facing the world, energy crisis, environmental crisis, economic crisis, and it's just not working, and we want something different, and that's happening here, and it's happening today, and it's super exciting. So I'm so pleased to have Alice and Carlo and Patrick joining us for this conversation. I kind of think that Alice and Carlo at the beginning were collaborators who maybe didn't know each other in different parts of the world. In 1971, Alice is opening Chez Panisse, a dinner spot with a simple menu, one choice. Alice really followed her gut and ran a restaurant that made sense to her, did what she thought was right, and shared that with the world, and put farmers really at the forefront of the conversation and created the space where providence was the conversation and changed the dining landscape in the U.S. and then revolutionized our America again with the Edible Schoolyard Project. Meanwhile, Carlo in Italy was an activist, a performer, an advocate, a writer, in his own way, following his gut, taking those steps towards that moment at the Spanish Steps where he stood up and said no. And much like we are saying today, it's time to do things a little bit different. And he launched the international slow food movement. And here we are in the back of a pizza restaurant 25 years later. And I can't help but thank Patrick, actually, because he's kind of a common thread. Patrick worked with Carlo to bring slow food to the United States. They connected with Alice in Berkeley when she opened a slow food chapter. When I first moved to New York in 2005, Patrick gave me my first job. We delivered pigs illegally in a rented U-Haul around the city. And he would talk about this idea of a radio station, a place that was so necessary to discuss what was really happening in the world and in food, where farmers and chefs and artists and intellectuals could come together and have a real conversation. And then he met the folks at Roberta, the innovative founders here, Brandon Hoy, Carlo Maracci, Chris Perichini, and they said, yes, this space we're sitting in now that was so beautiful was a dirt pit. They would literally do dirt bike rallies through, like, you know, wheels of fire. And the studio was inspired, actually, by Carlo, his radio station, Radio Bra, Red Waves. And it's infused with Alice. There's a greenhouse on our roof that was started with seed money from the Edible Schoolyard Foundation. And it's pretty cool. And 25 years is a pretty big deal, and there's a lot to feel proud of. And so much to celebrate, but I also kind of feel scared. I feel a real sense of urgency to our work, and that's why I'm excited to see so many of you here, because it gives me hope, and it's exciting to see you guys on the stage, because I know with your leadership and all these great people here, we're going to really be able to affect change. I feel like anytime I'm facing a big problem in my life, what makes sense to me is getting smart, passionate people who are workers together, and we'll find solutions, and so hopefully we can do some of that today. So I want to start by asking if you guys can talk a little bit about the difference between the value of food and the price of food.
I'm going to translate.
Innanzitutto, chiedo scusa se non parlo inglese.
Forgive me for not speaking English.
Anche questa è biodiversità.
Not speaking English is also an example of biodiversity.
Sono molto felice di essere qui, questo posto meraviglioso.
This place is awesome, and he's so happy to be here.
E sono felice di essere qui con Alice.
And especially with Alice.
Mi fa un po' effetto che parlare di 25 anni e la domanda di come saranno i prossimi 25 anni.
It's a little emotional to be doing this for 25 years and being asked to explain the next 25 years.
Se va come deve andare,
if it goes like it should go,
saranno 25 anni migliori.
There'll be a better 25 years.
Se aumenta nel mondo la responsabilità,
if responsibility grows,
se aumenta nel mondo il senso profondo che questo sistema alimentare è un sistema criminale.
He says, if we come to the understanding that the current food system is a criminal food system,
e se i giovani avranno il coraggio di portare avanti nuovi paradigmi,
if young people have the courage to bring up new paradigms,
nuove opzioni,
new options,
allora il mondo potrà cambiare in meglio.
Then the next 25 years will change for the better.
Però la battaglia è dura.
It's going to be a tough fight.
Non è semplice.
It's not easy.
Viviamo in un mondo complesso.
We live in a complex world.
Dove questo sistema alimentare è fortemente radicato.
It's a very radical, this new food system.
È un sistema che distrugge l'ambiente.
It destroys the environment.
La fertilità dei suoli.
The fertility of the soil,
la carenza d'acqua,
the water foundation and supply.
Le prossime guerre saranno perché mancherà l'acqua.
The next wars are going to take place because of a lack of water.
Già oggi, se vogliamo capire il conflitto Israele-Palestina, è per l'acqua del Rio Giordano.
There it is as an example in Palestine. You know, there is a, it's a water-based issue as well.
Stiamo perdendo biodiversità.
We're losing biodiversity.
Negli ultimi 110 anni abbiamo perso il 75% della biodiversità.
In the past 110 years we've lost 75% of the diversity on the planet.
Specie vegetali, razze animali.
Animals, vegetables.
Savoir-faire.
Know-how.
Tutto perché bisogna produrre di più.
Because always we got to produce more and more.
Bisogna aumentare la produzione.
We have to grow more.
E si distruggono le specie genetiche più semplici, più povere.
The most humble of microorganisms and foods are the ones that suffer with this.
E distruggendo la biodiversità distruggiamo il nostro futuro.
And that's how we destroy our futures, by destroying the biodiversity.
Tutto questo è questo sistema alimentare che vuole questo.
Is this what we want?
Perché deve produrre di più.
That we have to produce more.
Deve costare poco.
That it has to cost nothing.
E il cibo è diventato merce, commodity.
Food is now a merchandise, a commodity.
Commodity. Non c'è più valore.
There's no more pride, valor.
Dietro un cibo c'è il valore di chi l'ha prodotto, di chi ha lavorato.
You know, behind food is the people who produced it.
C'è la storia del territorio.
There's a history of the land.
C'è il savoir-faire.
There is know-how.
Non conta più niente, solo quanto costa.
Just price, none of that other stuff matters now.
La differenza tra valore e prezzo è questa.
That is the answer to your question, Aaron. Valor and price.
Siamo tutti concentrati sul prezzo.
We're all concentrated on the price.
E per avere il prezzo basso bisogna produrre di più.
To get the price lower, you got to produce more.
Questo è il disastro.
That's disaster.
Ma è un disastro in tutto il mondo.
Not just here, but everywhere.
Anche nell'Africa in questo momento.
Especially Africa right now.
Perché la più grande vergogna di questo sistema criminale è lo spreco alimentare.
The worst embarrassment with this is the waste of food.
16.000 tonnellate di cibo.
16 tons of food.
Che vengono buttate via.
They get thrown out.
Perché non c'è valore, è solo il prezzo.
Because there's no pride, there's no honor, it's just price.
Se io potessi parlare con mio nonno.
If he could talk with his grandfather.
E voi giovani con i vostri bisnonni.
And with you, if you guys could talk to your great grandparents.
E dire, sai nonno che io vivo in una società dove si spende di più per dimagrire che per mangiare.
And you would tell your great grandfather, do you know I live in a society where people spend more to get thin than to eat? Dieting, you know?
Mio nonno dice, ma sei matto?
Be like, you're an idiot.
Questa è la verità.
That's the truth.
Noi spendiamo di più per dimagrire che per mangiare.
We spend more to get thin than to get fat and nourish ourselves.
Questa è la follia.
That's crazy.
In ogni parte del mondo.
In every part of the world, not just here.
E questo è il sistema che distrugge l'ambiente.
This destroys the environment.
Nel momento in cui.
The moment.
Migliaia di bambini muoiono di fame ancora.
Millions, and this is still in a time when millions of children are dying of hunger every day.
800 milioni di malnutriti nel mondo.
800 million malnourished people.
E 1.600 miliardi che soffre di obesità per ipernutrizione.
And 1.6 billion that suffer from fatness.
Sono le due facce di una stessa medaglia.
Two faces of the same coin.
Questo è il sistema che dobbiamo sconfiggere.
This is what we must defeat.
Questo è il sistema che dobbiamo cambiare.
We must change this system.
Partendo dai nostri comportamenti individuali.
Changing our own personal behaviors.
Non voglio più sprecare cibo.
I don't want to waste food anymore.
Non voglio più aiutare questo tipo di sistema criminale.
I'm not going to collaborate with this criminal system.
E allora bisogna cambiare il paradigma.
So you have to change the paradigm.
Non accumulare.
Do not just collect and hoard.
Noi non siamo vizi, tutti che vogliono accumulare soldi, denaro, accumulare.
Everyone is hoarding, hoarding money, hoarding everything.
Poi gli pigliano schioppone e muoiono lì di colpo.
So we were going to die under the weight of our own collecting.
Noi non siamo nati per accumulare.
We're not born to accumulate.
Siamo nati per compartecipare.
We are we're born to be co-producers and to co-participate.
Per condividere.
To co-divide.
Con le persone che amiamo.
With people we love.
Con la nostra comunità.
With our community.
E con la grande comunità del mondo.
And with the grand community of the world.
La grande fraternità del mondo.
The fraternity of the world.
Questo è perché siamo nati per vivere.
This is why we were born.
Questa è l'essenza della felicità.
This is where true happiness lies.
Chiedono che cos'è la felicità.
What is happiness?
La felicità cambia da una persona all'altra.
It can change from person to person.
E poi non riesci mai a prenderla.
And then it's lost. You can't. It's like herding cats.
Oh, sono felice.
Oh, now I'm happy.
E dopo due minuti non sei più felice.
And then all of a sudden you're depressed.
La unica verità nel mondo non è la felicità.
La unica
verità nel mondo non è la felicità.
The one truth in life is not happiness.
L'unica verità è la sofferenza.
The real truth is suffering.
Tutti, o prima o dopo, soffriamo.
Okay, everyone's going to come around to suffering at some point.
E allora dove sta la felicità?
So where is happiness then?
Sta nel lottare contro la sofferenza.
It's fighting against suffering.
Lottare contro la sofferenza personale.
Fighting against your personal suffering.
Lottare contro la sofferenza delle persone che amo.
Fighting against suffering for the people you love.
Lottare per la sofferenza della mia comunità.
Stopping suffering for his community.
Lottare contro le grandi sofferenze del mondo.
And all the great sufferings around the world.
Questa è la felicità.
That's happiness.
Questo è il paradigma.
This is a paradigm.
E io sono convinto che questa straordinaria assemblea.
He's convinced that this extraordinary assembly
è profondamente convinta di questo paradigma.
Is profoundly convinced of this paradigm of which he speaks.
E il cibo è uno strumento.
Food is an instrument.
Il cibo ci aiuta.
It's going to help.
Il cibo è energia per la vita.
It's energy of life.
Allora io devo dividere il cibo.
So he has to divide that energy up.
Dargli valore al cibo.
Honor it.
E non tutto questo spettacolo di gastronomia.
Not any fireworks of gastronomy.
In tutto il mondo accendi la televisione, c'è qualcuno con la padella che parla.
He's like, you can't go anywhere in the world without turning the TV on and someone's cooking with the pan.
Bla bla bla. Questa non è gastronomia.
This is not enogastronomia.
È una parte della gastronomia.
It's a part of it.
10%.
10%.
Il resto è agricoltura.
The rest is agriculture.
Zootecnia.
Technology.
Zootecnia.
Zoology. Zootechnics.
È quello che fai tu quando vendi i maiali. Quello che fai tu quando vendi i maiali.
He says, as a pig farmer, as a pig distributor, you should know that word.
E biologia.
Biology.
E fisica e chimica.
Physics, chemistry.
Perché quando io uso il fuoco e taglio gli alimenti faccio la fisica e chimica.
Because when he cuts food and heats it, he is doing physics and chemistry.
Ma la gastronomia è anche antropologia.
It's also anthropology.
Storia.
History.
Economia.
Economy.
Economia politica.
Political economy.
Basta con questa gastronomia delle padelle.
Stop with your cooks, your pans and your pots.
Questo è il concetto della gastronomia.
That's gastronomy.
E con questo concetto diamo valore al cibo.
And with this vision we give honor to food.
Non solo money.
Not just money.
Basta.
Alice, I want to ask you a different question. I know this quote from Stan Lee from Spider-Man. Some of you may know it from Voltaire or St. Luke, but with great power comes great responsibility. And when we think about our world leaders, President Obama, Pope Francis, Angela Merkel, Aliko Dangote, who do you want to have an audience with, and what do you want to talk to them about? What do you want to tell them?
Ooh, I think Carlo and I both want to have an audience with the Pope. You know, you probably do know that he got a telephone call when I was in Italy just about a year ago on his cell phone. And the Pope, Carla couldn't quite believe it was the Pope, and until he started speaking in the dialect of the Piedmont, and all of a sudden, it was. And they had a meeting of the minds, and believed that it was connecting the small farmers of the world that could feed the world. At least that's how I understood it. We had a beautiful translation at the American Academy in Rome of an article that was written in La Repubblica in Italy. And it was so beautiful, that conversation, that we made a plan to go up and look at the Vatican lands in Rome and see where a garden might be planted, sort of in the spirit of Michelle Obama. And I couldn't, we had this little feeling as we walked through that somehow the Pope might come out of his house and say hello. And we definitely chose, I mean, it's so prepared, really, for gardens up there, because there's land that has a watering system and trees, but it's just grass. And I thought we kept looking and choosing, but I think really that the Pope does have a big vision of the land, and I think that slow food globally needs to encourage him and support him. It was a beautiful thing when Obama brought seeds from the White House garden and gave them as a gift to the Pope. Now that was the last time I really saw Obama smile. I haven't seen him smile really pretty much since he was elected. And it's a very sad thing that has happened. And I wish he could understand that we don't live in a democracy when only 35-37% of the people in this country vote. That's not a democracy. So I think what we need to do is go back to public education, go back to the public school system, which is really, as Gloria Steinem says, our last truly democratic institution. It's a place where we can reach every child in this country. Okay? So I guess the person that I want to meet and talk to and give this message to is the most powerful person to change public education in America. Now, I know Kennedy made a big change when he insisted that that physical education be part of the core curriculum in every school in America, and that the kids would get credit for taking it. Every kid had to be physically fit for the new frontier. Okay? So I imagine that edible education could come into the public school system, and every kid could get credit for eating it. So the idea would be to have a criteria for the buying of food for the schools that would insist that that food came locally and sustainably. And then every child would eat for free as part of public education. For free. Because if they don't eat for free, only the kids who are predisposed to take it will eat it. And the kids who need it the most won't. So it has to be a class, an academic subject. It has to be for everyone. That's the place of equity in this country. And when you edibly educate kids, and you begin when they're little, when they grow up, they have a different set of values. They have a set of slow food values. And they believe that it's important to go and place their vote and be part of the democracy, of the group of people that helps to make the decision of how we're going to live together. So that's not a real answer about who, quite, in this country. I guess it's Obama. He could have a decree, a presidential decree. I'm still working on that.
Well, I thought you might talk about schools and school lunches. And I had reached out to Carissa Confrey, who is a kindergarten teacher at the Girls Prep on the Lower East Side Elementary School in the Julia Child class. And I asked her to ask her kindergartners to talk a little bit about food and eating. And she wrote and said, well, you know, mostly they talked about sweets and healthy foods they like. They talked about things they don't like to eat but have to. But mostly what they talked about is that they're not in charge of what they eat. Dakota, a student, said, I would eat apples every day if I could. Lanice said, my mom doesn't want me to eat salad dressing, and I really want to try it. Amina said, I have to eat vegetables, but I don't like to. Juliana said, it makes me feel sad that I can't get ice cream when I want. And Gabrielle said, you eat for lunch and you eat in school. And Carlo, I wanted to ask you about this. You know, kids aren't in charge of what they eat. So who is, and what is this kind of curriculum, this effort of teaching look like? Who's responsible?
Beh, innanzitutto lasciatemi dire una cosa, che voi americani siete molto fortunati perché avete Alice.
You Americans are very lucky because you have Alice Waters.
E devo dire che per me Alice è sempre stata una fonte di ispirazione.
She is a fountain of inspiration.
La vedi tutta lì tranquilla, piccola, piccola.
She seems all, you know, passive and tranquil, but
ma ha una forza grandissima.
She's a force of nature.
E io, quando l'ho conosciuta,
when he met her,
non c'erano ancora i mercati contadini.
There were not farmers markets yet.
I primi farmer market ho visitati con lei.
The first farmers markets in America and that he visited were here with her.
In Europa i mercati contadini c'erano dal Medioevo.
In Europe they've existed since medieval times.
Le hanno passate ai commercianti.
They passed it off to merchants.
Non ci sono più i contadini.
Now there's no farmers there anymore, it's just the middlemen.
Nello stesso momento negli Stati Uniti aumentavano i mercati contadini.
Here, on the other hand, these farmers markets were growing.
Adesso ci sono tutti i mercati contadini.
Now there are all these farmers markets.
E in Europa li vogliono ricostruire.
And now in Europe they're like, oh, we got to go back to that.
E sapete come li vogliono chiamare?
And you know what they want to call them?
Non in italiano.
Not in.
Non in francese.
Not in Italian or French.
Farmer market. Questa è la forza di questa donna.
Damn, this was a one powerful lady.
E il cibo biologico.
And organic food.
E che insistere su questo discorso del cibo biologico.
She's very insistent on that.
E il discorso degli orti nelle scuole.
And gardens in schools.
Quest'anno in Italia Slow Food ha aperto 500 orti nelle scuole.
This year Slow Food opened 500 school gardens in Italy.
E siamo impegnati a aprirne 10.000 in Africa.
And their goal is 10,000 gardens in Africa.
E si aprono 10.000 orti.
10,000.
Che danno da mangiare a scuole con più di 1.000 bambini.
Some of these schools feeding as many as 1,000 kids.
E che mangiano almeno a pranzo.
At least they're going to eat a good lunch.
Queste sono le idee.
These are ideas.
Allora mi chiedi, i bambini non hanno coscienza di quello che mangiano, la domanda, no?
Yeah, Aaron implied that some of these kids don't know exactly what they're eating or can't control it.
Che non hanno. Ma primo responsabili i genitori.
First guilt people are the parents.
Papà e mamma.
Mamma e papà.
Assolutamente. E poi arriva la comunità.
Then after them comes the community.
E arriva la scuola.
And school.
E questa idea di realizzare Edible School e di realizzare cultura alimentare nella scuola.
And this project.
È fondamentale in questo momento storico.
Is fundamental at this point in history.
Nella società contadina,
in the farmer's life,
la trasmissione del sapere avveniva da mamma in figlia, da padre in figlio.
Knowledge was passed down from parents to kids and from those kids to the next generation.
La cultura del cibo era una cultura assolutamente naturale.
It was very, very natural passing.
Nel frattempo la società contadina è finita.
In the meantime, farmers were dying out.
È arrivata la società industriale.
Industry came.
Adesso siamo nella società post-industriale.
Now we're post-industrial.
Adesso comunichiamo con tutto il mondo.
This is high technology, that stands for high technology.
E non abbiamo più cultura alimentare.
And we've lost our food culture in the meantime.
Dobbiamo ricostruire il cordone ombelicale.
We have to reconstruct our umbilical cord.
Perché il cordone ombelicale della cultura alimentare è stato tagliato.
Because it's been snipped.
I bambini in Europa prendono 3 ore al giorno di pubblicità televisiva.
Kids in Europe are watching 3 hours a day of advertisements.
Questa è la cultura alimentare che diamo ai bambini.
This is the culture of food that we're giving the kids.
Che assorbono questa pubblicità.
That absorb all this stuff.
L'altro giorno in Italia è uscita una pubblicità che voglio descriverla quanto è perversa.
He wants to describe exactly the perverseness of this one particular ad he saw a couple of days ago.
Voi sapete che in tutto il mondo la cultura, il nostro gusto, il senso del gusto ci è stato trasmesso dalle nonne.
He said, "In for a long time, the transmission of taste and taste buds and taste knowledge comes from the grandmothers."
No, dalle mamme.
Not from the mothers.
La nonna.
The grandmother.
Perché quando tu devi mangiare il pomodoro che c'ha quella pellicina e non vuoi mangiarlo.
Because when there's that little piece of skin on the tomato that you don't want to eat.
La nonna con calma ti gira il pomodoro.
It was the grandmother that would quietly stir it and eat it, make it edible.
È un atto d'amore.
That was an act of love.
È un atto d'amore. Il primo atto d'amore delle nonne.
The first act of love that people experience is from the grandmothers in this respect.
Cucinare è un atto d'amore.
Cooking is an act of love.
Il cibo, nella sua essenza, è il più grande atto d'amore.
Food itself is the greatest act of love.
Quando nasciamo, usciamo dal ventre materno.
When we come out of the mommy's stomach.
Stomaco, dal ventre materno.
Yes, from the...
Okay,
yeah, you get it.
Quando usciamo...
I've never given birth, so...
Non vediamo.
We don't see at that time.
Non sentiamo.
We can't hear.
La prima cosa che facciamo...
First thing we do...
Le mammelle della mamma. La prima cosa...
Is we look for the breast.
Questo è il primo atto d'amore.
That's the first act of love.
La mamma che dà il latte, il primo atto d'amore.
That's the first act of love, the mother giving her milk.
E la nonna dopo cucina.
And the grandmother is cooking.
E noi ci formiamo il gusto.
And we formulate taste.
Che è diverso da paese a paese.
That's different from country to country.
Allora, in Italia hanno fatto questa pubblicità.
So this is the ad.
C'è una famiglia.
There's a family.
E tutti... La nonna dice ai figli e ai nipoti, andate a mangiare al ristorante.
And the grandmother says, go kids, go eat in a restaurant.
Io sto a casa.
I'll stay at home.
Allora loro partono, vanno tutti al ristorante.
So the kids follow what they're supposed to do.
Però il ristorante era chiuso.
But the restaurant is closed.
Nello stesso tempo la nonna a casa...
Same time, the grandmother, meanwhile, at house,
cucinava un piatto di prodotti industriali.
Was cooking some industrial crap.
E la mangiava con gusto.
And she was eating it with gusto.
Ha mandato i figli in un ristorante chiuso.
The grandmother sends the kids to a closed restaurant.
E lei ha mangiato il prodotto industriale.
And she was eating industrial crap.
È una nonna fascista.
That's a fascist grandmother.
Però attenzione, qual è il messaggio da codificare?
What is the message there to codify?
Quel piatto industriale.
That industrial plate.
Che piaceva alla nonna.
That the grandmother liked.
È buono.
Is good.
Un bambino che vede quello dice, ah, è buono.
Oh, that must be good. The grandmother's eating it.
È la decodificazione del messaggio.
And that's the decodification of the message.
Se piace alla nonna è buono.
Yeah, if that's what you're supposed to take. If the grandmother likes it, it must be good.
3 ore al giorno di pubblicità.
3 hours of this a day.
Non un'ora a scuola di educazione alimentare.
Meanwhile, not 1 hour of education about these issues at school.
Questa idea dell'educazione alimentare è fondamentale in tutte le parti del mondo.
This is fundamental food education every school in the world.
E dove i bambini, gli studenti devono mangiare durante l'orario scolastico?
And wherever they need to be eating during their school time?
Anche il cibo è educazione.
Food itself is education.
Anche il cibo è amore.
It's also love.
Anche il cibo è condivisione.
It's dividing, sharing.
Questa idea è fantastica.
That's a fantastic idea.
È sua, eh?
It's all ours.
È sua. Per questo che io penso che oggi non c'è molta differenza tra Europa e il mondo. Ormai viviamo in una società globalizzata.
Tutti mondo e paese. He says we live in a global world. The differences between countries is not as big as we think.
E i messaggi come questi... Educazione alimentare sono importantissime.
These are very important messages.
E forse educando i figli.
And maybe through educating the kids.
I figli educheranno anche i genitori.
The kids, meanwhile, will educate their parents at the same time.
Noi abbiamo visto facendo gli orti nelle scuole.
Making occhi.
Abbiamo visto facendo gli orti nelle scuole.
They saw firsthand by making these school gardens.
Che figlio, bambino torna a casa.
That energy, they return to the home.
E dice, mamma, perché mi dai il pomodoro che non è la stagione del pomodoro?
Like, why are you serving tomatoes? It's not tomato season.
È l'educazione dei figli con i genitori.
There's the reciprocal education.
Vivremo tempi molto interessanti.
We're living through fascinating times right now.
I just wanted to say one thing. The reason that I'm completely focused on public education is because we need that airtime for slow food values to be integrated into every subject. So I don't see the garden or the kitchen classroom as teaching gardening or cooking per se. They are academic subjects that are taught in the lab of the garden or in the lab of the kitchen. So they're doing their math while they're planting the seeds and calculating them. They're learning about geography of the world when they are cooking in that kitchen. And so every time they're in that interactive pedagogical place, they are digesting, literally, way more just osmosis about the values of growing and eating. It just comes into them. And having worked with this middle school group of kids now, I can't believe it's the 20th year of the Edible Schoolyard Project, that middle school kids, when they're in that garden, they don't feel like they're in school. It's an amazing thing. And they had a study done whether kids learned more about the academic subject if they were in the garden than if they weren't. They compared schools in Berkeley, and they discovered that they eat more fruits and vegetables. I mean, it's something, of course, we knew would happen. But they also know the subject better because it's coming through all of their senses. I'm a Montessori teacher, and Montessori was Italian, you know, of course. And she really cared about food. Now, she was also on the Lyra note, which is very interesting. She really influenced Italian way of teaching, but she was incredibly effective in the slums of Naples and in India, in the poor parts of India. And I feel like this pedagogy of hers, which is touch and taste and smell and look and hear, is so appropriate for a country that is in the jail of slow food nation, slow food culture, because we have been deprived in those same ways, many because of poverty and hunger. But all of us, because we've been indoctrinated since childhood about doing things that are not engaging our whole selves. We have not been asked to discern what something tastes like. Everything is packaged. Everything is eaten quickly, fast, cheap, and easy. So we have to make a jailbreak, I figure, and go and really get to those kids in that very saturated way of integrating values in the public schools.
Thank you. So I feel like I keep hearing this phrase, we need innovation in food world. We are going to need, you know, by 2050, we're going to need to feed 9 billion people. And we need to innovate to get there. And the World's Fair is happening in May in Milan. And the theme of the fair is food, feeding the future. And the American Pavilion is called American Food 2.0. And one of the things that we're going to be talking a lot about there is innovation. But I hear often when people say innovation, it's followed by we need to produce more. So if that's not innovation, Carlo, What is innovation? What is food 2.0 for America or for the world? What's the thing we actually need to be talking about and celebrating and sharing in Milan this May?
You mean, is that also the GMO question as well? Is that part of that or not so much?
I think I'll leave that to Carlo.
Okay.
L'appuntamento dell'Expo per l'Italia è molto importante.
That appointment of the Expo is very important.
Però, come succede nel mio paese, siamo sempre in ritardo.
But as always happens in his country of Italy, they're always late.
Può darsi che negli ultimi tempi ci diamo più da fare.
They'll make a run to complete the Expo organization in time.
Il vero problema di questo appuntamento,
the big problem of this event,
è se può diventare una specie di incontro mondiale per riflettere sul futuro del cibo.
The problem, the risk is that it's going to be an appointment where all these people around the world come to reflect on the future.
Se non c'è la riflessione, se non c'è l'idea, se non c'è la filosofia,
if there's not reflection and philosophy,
e c'è solo una grande kermesse di cibo,
and there's just a bunch of handshaking and hugging,
non serve a niente.
Then it's not going to serve anything.
Oggi qui a New York si trovano tutte le cucine del mondo.
Here in New York you find all the cuisines of the world.
Non è necessario venire a Milano per mangiare tutte le cucine del mondo.
Why go to Milan to taste those same cuisines?
Bisogna venire a Milano per discutere.
You have to come to discuss.
Per incontrare.
To meet.
Per scambiare.
To exchange.
Magari per ideare un protocollo con idee nuove.
Maybe to come up with a protocol with new ideas.
Le idee come questa dell'educazione alimentare.
Like this one on school education.
L'idea per difendere i piccoli produttori in tutto il mondo.
The most very important to defend all the small producers from around the world.
L'idea per rispettare il patrimonio mondiale.
To respect the patrimony of the world.
È stata questa l'idea per combattere la fame.
The way to combat famine.
Una vergogna che nel ventunesimo secolo si muoia ancora di fame.
Can you believe people are still dying of hunger?
La FAO.
FAO is...
dice che per combattere la fame sono sufficienti 34 miliardi di dollari all'anno.
It's just 3 or 4 billion dollars should be enough to combat famine.
All'anno.
A year.
All'anno. Nel mondo oggi si spendono 1.800 miliardi di dollari per le armi ogni anno.
Meanwhile, we're spending 100 billion dollars or more for arms, for military weapons.
E non troviamo 34 miliardi per distruggere la fame.
And we can't find that 34 billion within that 100 billion to fight famine?
Questa è la vergogna.
That's an embarrassment.
Questa è la vergogna planetaria.
This is a planetary level embarrassment.
Questo bisogna dire ai politici.
This is what you tell your politicians.
Tutti i politici.
All of them.
E bisogna essere anche coscienti.
You have to be aware, meanwhile.
Che quando noi facciamo quelle buone pratiche degli orti, della scuola, dell'educazione,
and that we're all doing these great things of child education and school gardens,
noi facciamo attività politica.
That we are doing political acts.
È un atto politico. Fare l'orto è un atto politico.
Planting that garden is a political act.
Comprare dai piccoli contadini è un atto politico.
When you buy from a small purveyor, that's a political act.
Educazione alimentare è un atto politico.
Child education is an act.
Questo è quello che dovrebbe essere l'Expo.
That's what this Expo should be about.
E combattere contro la proprietà delle sementi.
And to combat against the seeds, like GMO.
No.
Oh, to fight for the seeds.
L'80% dei semi sono in mano a 5 multinazionali.
80% of the seeds in the world are in the hands of 5 multinationals.
Li conosciamo, eh?
Can you dig that?
80% dei semi.
80%.
Solo più il 20% è in mano alle comunità.
only 20% is left for the rest of the world, the community.
Il giorno che quel 20% diventa proprietà privata delle multinazionali,
and when that 20% goes to the multinationals,
non esiste più l'agricoltura.
Then farming and agriculture is dead.
Quanti di voi qui fanno l'orto?
How many of you guys do gardens?
Ah, fantastico. Calma, calma. Voi potete essere di due famiglie.
You are one of two families.
Tutte e due, bisogna apprezzarle tutte e due.
Both are good.
Però una parte di voi compra i semi industriali.
Part of you buy industrial seeds.
Pianta il pomodoro, la melanzana.
You plant the tomato and the eggplant.
E se vuole fare quello che da 10.000 anni faceva l'agricoltura, di prendere i semi di quel pomodoro, i semi migliori di quel pomodoro.
And if you want to follow a 10,000 year tradition of taking the seed of that tomato and planting it,
e ripiantarli,
to replant it,
non esce fuori niente.
Nothing comes out.
Solo foglie.
Just leaves.
E dovete andare a ricomperare i semi.
So you gotta go buy more seeds.
Questa non è libertà.
That's not freedom. Or...
I semi sono vita.
Seeds are life.
La vita non è proprietà privata.
Life is not owned by companies. It's not private property.
L'altra parte di voi che fate l'orto,
the other half of you,
hanno sementi autoctone.
You have other seeds, the natural seeds.
Autoctone, non
autoctone.
Natural. Locali.
Local.
Questi semi potete fare quello che da 10.000 anni si fa.
And with these seeds you can follow 10,000 years of tradition.
Siete più liberi di quelli che devono andare a comprare i semi.
You are more free than those who have to rebuy their seeds.
Questo deve discutere Expo.
That's the Expo conversation.
Questo bisogna discutere. La libertà.
Freedom.
Contro la proprietà privata delle sementi.
Against turning that into private property.
Non esiste agricoltura se tutto è privatizzato.
Agriculture does not exist under privatization.
E io spero.
He hopes.
Che l'appuntamento possa essere un appuntamento di discussione.
He hopes it has real gravitas and they deal with these real issues.
E c'è, qui in questa sala c'è, mi dicono, un responsabile che governerà il padiglione americano.
He hears a rumor that someone in this crowd is helping to govern and organize this pavilion in Milan this next year.
Posso dare un umile consiglio?
If you would allow the most humble of advice from Carlo.
Tranquillo.
Tranquil.
Presenti che cosa ha fatto l'America negli ultimi 20 anni.
Is to present what America has done in the last 20 years.
Perché negli ultimi 20 anni l'America ha fatto delle cose meravigliose.
Because America has done unbelievably good things these past 20 years.
Gli orti nelle scuole.
School gardens.
Il biologico.
Organic.
Realtà come questa.
Realities like the one right here.
La prima volta che sono venuto negli Stati Uniti c'erano due tipi di birre.
When he came to America for the first time, there were two kinds of beer.
Budweiser è un'altra. In tutti gli Stati Uniti, due birre. Oggi centinaia di microbirrerie.
Now there's hundreds of microbreweries.
La rivoluzione.
It's a revolution.
Quando sono venuto la prima volta negli Stati Uniti, non si poteva fare il formaggio con latte crudo.
He's like, when I came to America, you were not allowed to make raw milk cheese.
Solo pastorizzato.
Only pasteurized.
È come levare l'anima.
It was like removing his soul.
Pastorizzavano il formaggio.
Pasteurizing.
Pazzi.
Crazy.
E diceva che era igiene.
And they said it's hygienic.
Allora io dicevo, ma scusate.
Excuse me.
Voi consumate il camembert?
Do you eat camembert?
Consumate il parmigiano reggiano?
Parmigiano reggiano?
E mi dicevano, sì, molto buono.
It's very good.
Ma lo sapete che il parmigiano reggiano e il camembert è fatto con latte crudo?
Do you know those are raw milk cheeses?
Perché i microbi che arrivano dall'Europa, i batteri ve li mangiate e quelli americani li uccidete.
You were eating all those delicious microbes out of Europe, but you were killing those same microbes here in the States.
È cambiato.
That has changed.
Oggi si fa il formaggio latte crudo.
Now we're making it.
E vai nel Vermont, senti l'odore della terra del Vermont.
He said you can go through Vermont and smell the soil through the cheeses.
E in California c'è il formaggio.
And in California as well.
E ogni pascolo ha un profumo diverso.
And every cheese and every producer has a different smell.
Questa è la nuova America.
That's the new America.
Fate il padiglione portando quello che avete fatto.
Make that pavilion house that which you have accomplished.
Perché quello che avete fatto è politica.
That is political.
È una rivoluzione.
That's a revolution.
I politici non la capiscono ancora.
Politicians don't quite get it.
I politici per capire queste cose sono molto slow.
They're very slow to get that stuff.
Ma anche noi siamo pazienti.
But thank God we're patient.
E la politica andrà avanti.
And politics will keep going.
E vincerà Alice Waters.
And Alice Waters
vincerà
will win.
Vincerà l'educazione alimentare.
It will win. Child
vincerà.
Education.
Vincerà.
I want to ask two more questions. The last question I want to ask is, you know, what your advice is to this audience. But before we get there, you talked about seeds. I want to talk about land. Here in New York State, every 3.5 days, we lose a farm. If you look to the African continent, they're losing land to corporations, to other countries. This is terrifying to me. And what do we do? Land is before seeds. And I don't know who wants to start, but I want to hear from you both.
Maybe I should say something because I was just up in the Hudson Valley and I was out on that farmland. And it's incredible what's going on up there in the Hudson Valley. And I know from the times that I have come to New York, and I went to Amsterdam Market when it was still alive and connected all of the people who were producing up there with their products, their beautiful products. And I do believe that land is the most valuable to save. Right at the moment, it is first. It's first and foremost. And I think the way to save the land is really to connect the farmers, give the farmers the security of buying. And it's the reason that I think, you know, we could do this overnight. 20% of the kids are in school, and if you had that criteria, schools could support farms. And then farms bring the values into the school. That's what happened on a, you know, little micro level of what happened at Chez Panisse. I wasn't looking for organic food. I was looking for taste. I wanted to eat like the French. I wanted to live like the French. Thank God I lucked out, because France was then, when I went there at 19, was a slow food culture. They took 2 hours for lunch. But I brought that value. I was looking for the taste. And then I found the farmers. And then the farmers made the restaurant what it was. And then they told me what to cook. And then I treasured them. And we became, I can't tell you how they influenced the way our culture of the restaurant developed. And the cooks go out to the farm, and then the cooks and interns who come to Chez Panisse go out into the community and take those ideas. But it is something so important that giving the farmer the security, like with the CSA, that I am going to buy from you no matter what, no matter what. Rain or shine, you're going to buy whatever they have. And they have to hear that loud and clear.
Carlo, I'd love to hear from you on the land question as well. Maybe from more of a global perspective, is it the same? Is it different?
La questione della terra in questo secolo sarà la questione principale.
The question of land this century is the principal question.
L'umanità ha perso il senso dell'importanza della terra.
The land is very important, è molto importante.
L'umanità ha perso.
Oh, it's forgotten the importance of the land.
Una cultura antropocentrica, con l'uomo che è tutto lui, solo
yeah.
L'uomo.
Yeah. It's a man-centric world where the human comes first.
Solo l'uomo.
Only man.
Non esistono le piante.
Plants don't exist.
Non esistono gli animali.
Animals don't.
Non esistono i fiumi.
Rivers don't.
I mari, i monti.
Lakes,
le foreste.
Mountains.
Solo l'uomo.
Only man.
L'uomo al centro del mondo può fare tutto quello che vuole.
Man at the center can do whatever he wants.
E non sa.
And doesn't know.
Che lui.
That he.
È terra.
Is dirt himself, land himself.
Tornerà alla terra.
He's going to return there.
Quindi bisogna amarla la terra.
So we must love where you'll end up.
Non possiamo inquinarla.
We cannot kill it.
Non possiamo distruggere le foreste.
We cannot destroy our forests.
Perché le piante parlano.
Because plants talk.
Le piante vivono.
They live.
Ci danno l'ossigeno.
They give us oxygen.
Ci danno la vita.
They give us life.
Se non comprendiamo questo, noi non riusciamo a capire il disastro che sta avvenendo nel mondo.
If we don't get it, we'll never fix it.
Allora, anche in Italia si sta perdendo la terra fertile per l'agricoltura.
So in Italy they are also losing fertile land for farming.
E non abbiamo la fortuna di avere un grande stato come voi.
And we don't have the luxury of the space that you do here in America.
L'Italia è piccola.
Italy is small.
L'Olanda è ancora più piccola.
Holland is even smaller.
Più distruggiamo il terreno fertile, più perdiamo il contatto con la natura.
The more we destroy it, the more we lose our connection to nature.
Ma però in questo momento.
But now.
La ingiustizia più grande.
The biggest injustice.
Sulla terra si sta realizzando in Africa.
The biggest injustice is realizing itself in Africa.
Un fenomeno come land grabbing che accaparra la terra. Land grabbing.
Oh, that was English. All right, sorry.
Come si dice?
Land grabbing. No,
land grabbing.
Hai detto giusto.
Scusate. Io. Dico farmer market. Oh, tutti ridono farmer market.
Farmer market.
Ok. Il land grabbing. Negli ultimi. Ascoltate bene.
Listen.
Negli ultimi sei anni.
In the last six years.
Cina.
China.
India. Emirati Arabi.
The Arab Emirates.
Multinazionali.
Multinationals.
Hanno comperato 80 milioni di ettari in Africa.
Bought 80 million hectares in Africa.
80 milioni.
80 million.
A prezzi bassissimi.
At the lowest of prices.
Con la complicità dei governi canaglia.
With the government being complicit with that.
Questi governi che svendono la terra.
These governments that sell their own land.
In Africa non esiste la proprietà e il catasto. Io non so come si dice catasto qui. catasto, proprietà privata.
There's not this idea of private land?
In registro, il registro della terra.
Deeds, yeah, they don't have deeds and that kind of registration.
In Africa non esiste.
Doesn't exist there.
I contadini,
the farmers,
stanno sulla terra dei loro padri e dei loro nonni.
Are on the land of their parents and their grandparents.
I pastori portano le greggi sulla terra dei loro padri e dei loro nonni.
They bring their food for the same traditions as their parents and grandparents.
Dall'oggi a domani si trovano senza terra.
And then from one day to another they find themselves without any land.
Perché il governo gliel'ha svenduta.
Because they sold the land from out from under them.
Allora questi giovani disperati,
these young people are desperate now,
che hanno l'unica risorsa nella terra,
that had the one resource of the land,
devono scappare.
They have to leave.
E se sono nell'Africa subsahariana, l'Africa che c'è sotto il Sahara,
and if there's if they're in sub-Saharan Africa,
devono attraversare il Sahara.
They have to traverse the whole Sahara Desert.
E noi non abbiamo la contabilità di quanti muoiono.
And we don't have any count of how many people die on these voyages.
Quando arrivano sul Mediterraneo,
when they come to the Mediterranean,
montano su delle barche.
They get on these boats.
Negli ultimi due anni 10.000 morti nel mare Mediterraneo.
10,000 dead or more in the Mediterranean.
E delle mamme,
and mothers,
con i bambini,
with children,
sanno che possono rischiare la morte.
They know they're risking their lives.
Però partono lo stesso.
But they depart.
Immaginate la disperazione.
Imagine the desperation to risk your life.
Una mamma che con il suo figlio accetta questa scommessa.
A mother who would accept such a risk with the baby.
E noi come niente fosse.
And we act as if nothing is happening.
L'Europa tutti tranquilli.
Everyone looks the other way in Europe.
Non è un problema questi morti.
It's not our problem.
Una volta eravamo noi europei che andavamo all'estero.
Once it was us that was embarking on boats.
Gli italiani per tutto l'Ottocento e il Novecento sono partiti dall'Italia e sono venuti nelle Americhe.
In the 1800s, 1900s, it was the Italians that were so many of them leaving to come to these shores.
E nel mare dove oggi muoiono i neri morivano gli italiani.
And in that same sea that where the Africans are dying now, the Italians died centuries ago.
Non abbiamo memoria.
We have no memory.
E perché questo sta succedendo?
And why?
Perché si leva la terra ai contadini.
Because we are removing land from farmers.
Si leva la terra ai pastori.
We're stealing the land from pastors.
Per fare il cibo per i cinesi, per gli indiani, per gli Emirati Arabi.
All to raise food for these other countries, Arab Emirates, China, India.
Questo è il problema grandissimo.
This is a huge problem.
Qui ci vuole una governance mondiale che fermi questa vergogna.
We need a world government to stop this embarrassment.
Perché questa è la più grande vergogna di questo momento.
Because this is the biggest thing we have to deal with now.
E io penso che noi europei dobbiamo essere molto ma molto più aperti.
We Europeans have to be much more open to this issue.
Dobbiamo essere aperti verso i nostri fratelli africani.
You have to be more open to your African brethren, brothers, sisters.
Perché questa è la nuova forma di colonialismo.
Because this is a new form of colonialism.
È una nuova forma di schiavitù.
It's a new form of slavery.
Se noi non capiamo questo,
if we don't get this,
non capiamo niente.
We don't get anything.
Non possiamo parlare di cibo senza vedere qui che i nostri fratelli muoiono di fame e di disperazione.
How can we talk about food when people are dying?
Per questo che facciamo 10.000 orti in Africa.
This is why 10,000 gardens in Africa.
E dopo 10.000 ne facciamo 100.000.
And after we do 10,000, we will do 100,000.
E aiutiamo le comunità africane.
And let's help African communities.
I piccoli contadini africani.
Small African farmers.
E aiutiamo che loro possano diventare protagonisti.
And make them protagonists.
Perché noi siamo responsabili di un disastro che dura da 400 anni.
Because we are responsible for a disaster that's now lived on for 400 years.
Schiavitù.
Slavery.
Colonialismo.
Colonialism.
Neocolonialismo.
New colonialism.
Rubare tutto.
Stealing everything.
Andiamo là, rubiamo il petrolio, rubiamo tutto.
We steal oil, we steal everything.
Questo dobbiamo pensare.
This we have to deal with.
Io sono cittadino del mondo.
He is a citizen of the world.
Parlo italiano, ma io sono cittadino del mondo.
He speaks Italian, but he's still a citizen of the world.
Io so tre giorni che sono qui, mi sento americano.
He's here for 3 days, he feels like an American.
Mi piace l'America.
He loves America.
E se io sono, dobbiamo essere cittadini del mondo.
We must all become citizens
se
of the world.
Se non siamo cittadini del mondo, cosa stiamo a fare su questa terra?
If we're not citizens in the world, what the hell are we doing here?
I've seen Carlo speak and say that if you really understand food politics, if you really understand food, you can change the world. And I think we got our world blown up a little bit today. And the other thing that I love to hear is work as a form of prayer. And I want to offer both of you guys a few moments to share with us what is our work walking away from today.
But I think our work is, are you talking about my work or our work? but I see that we are all connecting to each other in a very different way. It's very under the radar. And it can't be calculated, you know, somebody giving something to somebody and somebody giving something back. Reciprocity. Generosity. All of these ideas that we have are being communicated in circumstances like this, and people are going out, and we're communicating internationally. We're making friends, and I feel like my work now is to tell young people about the hopeful projects that I've been connected to, and to really to encourage them to not compromise, go all the way, every time. And the people that I admire, really the people I admire, have held the line. They've taken the risk. And I think it's really, really important that this movement is really about pleasure. I haven't had one day, really, of what people would call work in my adult life, ever. I have loved what I've been doing. And that's a beautiful place to be, and I think we can find work in a whole different realm, and I'm just extremely hopeful about this way that we're communicating and the openness of people. It's electrifying for me. So.
Cosa posso dire?
What can I say?
Posso dire che se siete qui,
if, I can say that if you're here,
guardandovi negli occhi,
looking you in the eyes,
io capisco che voi dovete continuare a fare quello che già state facendo.
He can tell that you guys should just keep on doing what you're already doing.
Continuate a fare quello che fate.
Just keep at it.
È importante.
It's important.
possono essere delle cose semplici,
can be the simplest of acts,
ma sono importanti per la nostra vita,
but they're important for all our lives,
per la nostra felicità,
happiness.
E la felicità è lottare contro la sofferenza.
And happiness is fighting against suffering.
Tutta la sofferenza del mondo.
All suffering around the world.
E siate coscienti di una cosa.
And you seem aware of one thing.
Che siamo in tanti.
That we are in many people. We are many people.
In tutto il pianeta.
All around the world.
In tutte le parti del mondo.
In all the nooks and crannies.
Migliaia, migliaia, milioni di persone incominciano a ragionare in questo modo.
Millions of people are starting to reason like you all.
Noi abbiamo una piccola rete che si chiama Terra Madre.
We have a small network called Terra Madre.
Ma è diffusa in 170 paesi del mondo.
But it exists in 170 countries around the world.
Giovani, contadini,
young people, farmers,
donne,
women,
pastori, tutti, in tutto il mondo,
all around the world,
che cominciano a capire quanto è importante per la loro vita,
that are starting to understand how important it is for their own lives,
condividere,
to share,
aiutare la nostra terra, aiutare tra di noi,
help the land, help each other.
Allora io vi lascio con un pensiero di un grandissimo intellettuale.
I will leave you with a little tidbit from a great intellectual.
Si chiama Edgar Morin.
That's his name?
Edgar Morin.
Edgar Morin.
Edgar Morin, ed è francese.
He's French.
Grande. Ha 92 anni.
He's 92.
E allora lui dice, io se mi guardo intorno,
he's like, if I look around,
e guardo com'è la politica,
and I see how politics is,
guardo com'è la situazione dell'ambiente,
and I look at the environment,
guardo le guerre,
I look at wars,
potrei dire sto per morire e lascio un disastro.
He's like, I'm leaving a disaster as I die.
Però dice di no.
But he says no.
Perché nel mondo c'è tante comunità in ogni parte del mondo che portano avanti questa nuova idea di speranza.
Even in the flood, there's still all these communities around the world that bring hope.
E allora dice una cosa.
So he says,
che io spero che voi la portiate nel cuore.
That I hope you hold in your hearts.
Cosa dice Morin? Tutto deve ricominciare.
Everything has to start,
ma tutto è già ricominciato.
But everything has already restarted.
Tutto deve cambiare.
Everything has to change,
ma tutto è già cambiato.
But everything has already changed.
Voi siete l'esperienza che è già cambiato.
You are the hope that it's changing.
E come voi, in ogni angolo del pianeta c'è gente che comincia a ragionare così.
And in every angle of the world, in every spot, there are people making change.
Non importa se la politica non l'ha ancora capito.
Who cares if those politicians don't get it?
Siamo come un grande fiume che scorre sottoterra.
We're like a great river that runs under the land.
E quando uscirà?
And when we come up,
farà nascere la nuova agricoltura.
New agriculture will be born.
Ma questo fiume c'è.
But that river exists.
Esiste.
It exists.
Continuate a fare quello che fate.
Keep on flowing.
Siate orgogliosi.
I think if you want to join me in thanking Carlo and Alice and Patrick. And we are going to invite Lady Moon back up onto the stage. And while they're getting set up, we have a few thank yous. I want to point out Vanessa, our partner here at Roberta's, and all the Roberta staff who made this event possible. I want to say thank you to the Heritage Radio team, Allison and Jack, and all of our hosts who helped with the questions. The staff over at Heritage Foods, Catherine, Mary, Laura, and Alexis. Of course, Slow Food USA, Richard, Gabby, and Chloe, thank you so much. I want to invite you guys, please stay. We're going to hang in the garden for a bit. You can help yourselves. There's lots of food options, the to-go out until your right, the tiki bar in the back, and if you're interested in joining them for lunch at Roberta's, all of which I highly recommend, go back outside and into the main restaurant and see the host. Also, up around the corner to the left, our friend Phil runs Momo Sushi. If you're in the mood for sushi, it's a great spot. Thank you so much for coming. I'm really excited to bring Lady Moon back up to take us home.
Thank you, Erin. And I just want to say that I'm very humbly grateful, and it's such a pleasure to be on this stage with great speakers and activists and people who are working to make a difference and to inspire others to make a difference. This is another song I wrote, and it's called The Happy Song. And it's a song about love, about peace and community.
Comes around, it comes around, what comes around, it
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.